gang surrounded the house and shot guns and barrels and pans, and they raided all kinds of. They even shot a hole in the roof.
Yes.
They were rough about it.
Do without that.
I could do without it too. If they do that now, I never hear of it.
Well, what about this expression?
You know how to spell charivari?
S-H-I-V-A-R-E?
C-H-A-R-I-V-A-R-I.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Spell it again.
C-H-A-R-V-A-R-I. Charivari.
Wow.
I see it in the newspaper like you spell it sometimes.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not
an American name.
I'm just going to say it's not in my vocabulary, really.
I guess it's foreign, though.
Yeah.
Custom.
Huh. Wow. What about this?
Now I'm questioning you.
Yeah. Say you had seen somebody in Little Rock, and after you got back here, you were telling me about it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say that you saw old so-and-so.
I saw Jerry down in Little Rock yesterday, down to Camelot Inn, something like that.
What about if you had been in St. Louis and you saw somebody and you were telling me about it later, you'd say?
Well, I just mentioned I saw him in St. Louis. Or if he was down around the Ark, someplace like that, or down at the ball game, watching him play ball. All go up there in the bleachers.
In other words, you would say down at or up at or over at.
I say in St. Louis. I wouldn't designate whether it's up and down. I'd just say I saw it in St. Louis because most people know where it's located.
Yeah. What about, say, if there was a party going on and people got a little bit rowdy and some neighbor called the police, and the police came over, didn't arrest just one person, but arrested the
whole bunch. Group, whole group, everybody there.
Are talking about the party, sometimes when the music starts playing, the couple get around and begin to
dance.
Do you know the names of any different dances?
This day and time, I don't know the dance. Of course, back when I was young, I should have had a waltz, a foxtrot, two-step, and of course, now I never did do the Charleston or the bunny hug, and all those are back years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't think of some of them now. Of course, earlier they had reel. Virginia reel and all that stuff. Crog reel, wasn't it?
I've heard of that.
But that was before my time. But then usually when I came up, they were waltz and they had two steps, foxtrot.
Well, what about this expression? Say that if the children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say that at 3 o'clock school
is out. Dismissed. The dismissed school at 3 o'clock are out of school. Now the kids start home and you wonder where they are at 6.
Well, what about if it's toward the end of the summer vacation? You might ask, well, when does school?
When is school out? Or when does the term close?
Or if school has been out during vacation, you'd ask when does school?
When is the school out?
Or say if it's been out during vacation and it's toward the end of vacation, you might ask, well, when does school?
When will school, when will it begin school again? When will school start? When will term start?
Are talking about school, what would you say if a boy left home to go to school but never got there on purpose? You'd say,
well, we refer to him as not being late, we say he's tardy.
Mm-hmm.
What they used to call him.
Or what about if he's not late, he just never goes there on purpose?
We said he played hooky. That's the longest day I ever had when I played hooky.
Is that right? They get you for it?
Well.